Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 25th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 4¾ cents at 686¼, December wheat down 4 cents, 834¾, and January beans up 11 cents at 1392¼. The meal was up 690 and the oil was up 41 ticks. I think, the corn and beans higher here today as the dollar is lower. We would have thought it would have helped the wheat. At one point, the wheat did trade higher on the day, but we broke a good 6½ cents off the highs. The dollar finished down about 106 ticks at 110.84. I think ultimately, we've got to get a lot cheaper in the dollar to really see some improvement. But, it's a start, and the charts look a little toppy. We took out the first trend line. So, hopefully lower dollar will get us some more export business out here. But the grains were strong with the, crude up 74 a barrel, the Dow up another 250. The bonds rebounded. We're up almost two full basis points here. So it was pretty much a day of strength around the markets with the exception of the dollar and the wheat. In addition to the news this morning about these 165 ships stuck in Istanbul because of these artificial delays, ADM came out and said they do expect an agreement to be signed by November 19th. Now, are the Russians going to sign a deal and then play these export delays with their inspectors? Nobody knows. But, overall, I thought, the weather was pretty good. We're going to see a little bit of a delay in harvest out here. Maybe that's why the corn and beans were a little bit higher. There are some barges moving on the Mississippi, and these rains should help that. And maybe that's one of the reasons we saw some strength. ADM again came out and said that shipments of beans could be delayed until the first quarter of the new year because of the low barge or the low river levels out there. But I think these rains that we're seeing right now are going to have some impact on helping raise those river levels out here. But we certainly need a lot more rain to get the river back to really a navigational situation where we don't have too many problems out here. But overall, with the outside markets being as strong as they were, with the dollar being lower, you kind of expect the grains to be a little bit higher here. In the corn, if we ever close over $7, we're only 14 cents away. It would be a very strong close. The beans really need a close, basically over in January, over about 14.10, 14.15 to get the market excited here. The oil's been on a tear. We're up again today, up 41 ticks. Take a quick look at the bean oil chart. Inside day on the bean oil. We're a little bit overbought, so maybe we make a new high for this move by Friday. But overall, the markets don't act bad. They don't act great. It's been the same choppiness. Whenever they look good on any given day, the next day, they seem to give it up by the end of the day. So we'll have to see if that pattern continues out here. I wish I had something a little bit more substantial out here, but these markets have just been chopping around, trying to find some direction. My biggest concern is, the funds are long 250,000 contracts of corn. If they want out, we got a problem. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.